This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very, very much for keeping America rolling, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where not only do we have our show playing on a loop every 4 hours after we get off the air live, but our live show is playing there right now, too, on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we also have a lot of different links there for you to look at, too. So go there, check it out, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, joining us from California, it's the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got a big mess going on over there in Taiwan. The Taiwanese foreign minister came out and made a statement after several intrusions by Chinese aircraft that flew just south of Taiwan, but were headed in the general direction and were buzzed off, if you will. He says, "We're preparing for war with China." That's pretty strong stuff.
It is very strong stuff, and unfortunately it's becoming much more the stuff of reality, at least what we might see coming in the near term. Hopefully we won't see that, but unfortunately these indications, and you're exactly right, Captain, they've had some 38 or 39 Chinese planes, basically.
Intrusions
into what's called the Air Defense Identification Zone. Mm-hmm. They did not go into the territorial airspace of Taiwan, but they did go into what's called the Air Defense Identification Zone. That's where you will demand to have some positive ID of who's in your airspace and what their intentions might be. So this is obviously provocative. And they're obviously beginning to really try to, for lack of a better term, scare the Taiwanese government into believing something's about to happen.
Well, you don't go flying into somebody's near airspace on a more frequent basis without some sort of indication that you're probing, if you will, probing their defenses.
Well, sure. And you know what's wrapped up in this, Captain, of course, is what happens if China, if Xi Jinping gives the order to go and take Taiwan, what happens in terms of American response? What happens also perhaps in terms of Japanese or Australian response? as well. So this easily could inflame very, very quickly. But again, based on what Joe Biden has demonstrated, you've got to believe that in Beijing, they're not sitting there saying, oh my goodness, what do we think the United States might do? Mm-hmm. What will this president do?
Now, I want to ask you a question because on Sunday, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said on television, quote, vaccine companies are using big carrots to get the vaccine mandates imposed in America. Big carrots is a code word for money or bribes or gratuities of certain sorts, is it not? At least it is where I come from.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like, exactly.
So the vaccine companies, the pharmaceutical companies, are trying to bribe the governments to get this mandate implemented everywhere, so they have to make more vaccine and they make more money.
Well, that's
isn't that nice?
Yeah, that sounds about right. But again, if you have some, and this is what Senator Rand Paul was talking about with Javier Becerra just recently on Capitol Hill. He's talking about 100 million people, according to the senator, who have had COVID or will have some sort of natural immunity that at this time, at least according to what the indications are, likely don't need to have a vaccine. So that's going to enter into this sort of political nightmare and economic forces that we see happening here.
Now, here's something that was very interesting that was said over the weekend that came out. The Trump-DeSantis 2024 chatter is getting even hotter. And Trump said that in a head-to-head match against DeSantis, he would beat him just like any other candidate. That's what Trump said.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, we are seeing Biden go way, way down in the polls. However, we're still here in 2021, and we don't know what the world's going to look like in about 3 years, necessarily. We know what Biden is up to, what he's doing, but right now, the good thing is that President Trump, talk of Trump DeSantis, talk of Trump, any of these things really helps to keep the pressure on, because I don't think Biden's going to be able to come up with some kind of amazing sort of Superman maneuver that just, you know, catapults him into the stratosphere in terms of his poll numbers. It's going to continue to get worse.
By the way, good morning to Richard the Marine. He's chiming in. And we appreciate him very much for chiming in the way he is. Let's see. Caller, hang on. We're going to be going to a break here. So, caller, hang on. You're going to get caught up in a break, and I'll take you right after the break. One last little thing. Joe Biden, of course, continuing to drop like a rock in recent polls means that the Democrats' chances come 2022 are getting worse and worse and worse. Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Caller, I'll get to you. Find out who you are here. I'll pick up the phone in a minute. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Ron Edwards will be on tomorrow, by the way, hour number four. Catch him and the Edwards Notebook at that time. Now, this portion of the program, again, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That, of course, is something and a website where you can go to, and there's something for everybody there, and you can save big money on the prices there, too. They have insanely low prices on their products there because they've done away with the big box stores, or should I say the big box stores have done away with them, and they're selling everything on their website. Now, they have a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. You can click on that little logo link that's right there. Boom, you go to the page. There's about 24 items on there that are just marked down just way, way, way down. And to get the prices that are there, you need a promo code. Well, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Captain, or you can call them direct and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So again, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to buy anything you see there because you need the promo code. CAPTAIN is the promo code. Or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got Nelson up in Jasper on the telephone line, and he's telling me that people are fighting back, and he's using an example of something that's going on in New Mexico. And Kyle and Nelson, hello.
Hey, howdy, howdy.
We do have affiliates in New Mexico, and there's one right where you said this thing's going to take place, so go ahead and tell us.
Fantastic. And, of course, I think it's a nationwide story, just like we talked about
right.
The football games and the universities, and they're fighting back by saying that they are opposed to this Corbett thing
right.
And certain words that they use and so on. Mm-hmm. Well, in New Mexico, the governor has decided that she does not want to have the state fair because the state fair allows young people to go there that are unvaccinated and that sort of thing. And because there was so much resistance from the people who belong to the FFA, that's the Future Farmers of America, and the 4-H groups, that because of this resistance, she said they would no longer have for this year this contest on cattle and pigs and that sort of thing, things that the 4-H and FFA has been working on for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So as an alternate, 3 weeks ago, some local people from Roswell, New Mexico, got together and opened up their own expo, and that's what they call it, mm-hmm. to have a judging contest for the cattle and so on that these 4-H and FFA people have worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association, the Farm Bureau, and the New Mexico Republican Party, this resistance at the Roswell, New Mexico Expo has taken place. And so it did take place last week, and there was a professor from Illinois, an agricultural professor, who would be the judge for the contest of these cattle and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the professor said. It's just a short sentence. He says, "I don't know what unfolded in the last few weeks, but I know this wasn't the original plan."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You guys are fortunate that there was a group of people that said, no way, we're not going to throw in the towel.
Mm.
These kids are going to show." And I think people need to know and join in their own way, protest about these mandates.
Well, there's plenty of protesting going on around the country, not necessarily like what you just told me about, but then again, in New Mexico, which is farm country, especially where you're talking about, I'm not surprised.
Right. But still, we need to know it and pass it on.
All right. Thanks, Nelson.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Appreciate the call. Okay, that's Nelson and Jasper. And Kyle, I'm not surprised to hear that, are you?
Well, no, not at all. And again, I appreciate what he was saying. You know, especially these young people have worked very hard over the last year.
Yeah, and the other thing is the FFA and the 4-H. Those are two very large farm organizations, Future Farmers of America and the 4-H organization, all done through the board of Cooperative Extension or the Department of Agriculture. And they're messing with the wrong cats if they're going to do that stuff.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah. All right. Now, I think this is a California Congresswoman, Jay Appel, is it not?
Right.
She says that the $3.5 trillion budget plan is not about the price tag, but the $1.5 trillion plan is not going to happen either.
well,
what's that mean?
Well, you know, basically they are holding out, Captain, to make sure that they can get everything that they want. And once again, they don't appear to want to horse trade. They don't appear to want to get something is better than nothing. They want these bills, and they want to foist it on the American people their way or the highway. It's my understanding, too, Captain, that Congresswoman Jay Appel also does not want to vote for these if the Hyde Amendment is part of it. That, of course, is the amendment that keeps federal dollars from going to pay for abortions. So, again, they want everything and the kitchen sink, and they want it their way.
Mm. Now, was it the State Department's fault, Kyle, when empty planes left Afghanistan while U.S. residents and Afghan allies were left to deal with the brutal Taliban? Was it the State Department's fault?
Well, I mean, it is ultimately the president's fault, but obviously, you know, if they were not able to adjudicate this properly, then perhaps yes.
All right, let me ask it a different way. The State Department were the ones that had the paperwork and had all the SIV visas on it, the list and all that, right?
Yeah.
They are also the ones that gave the list to the military, and then somehow or another, the military, in an effort to get people out, said, well, we need to get this, and this person out, which is how they got a hold of the names, correct?
Right.
It's also how they assassinated some 20 or 25 people by shooting them in the back of the head a weekend ago. Well, let's see, 2 weeks ago now, on a Saturday. And I got that story, which I didn't put up there because of the gory and gruesome details there were of it. But we got that story that they had gone after our interpreters and killed whole families.
Well, right, and at the time, these were known as the kill lists. I mean, you don't give these lists
to the
Taliban, you know, ostensibly to say these people can come through the checkpoints, but you've essentially given the enemy a complete list of everybody who they're looking for because they want to call them collaborators and execute them.
Yeah, and by the way, over the weekend, Joe Biden mentioned on a live interview on NASCAR TV with a driver, and a reporter was interviewing the driver, and all of a sudden the crowd erupted with the F. Biden chant louder than the interview was going, and the reporter had to scramble to try to spin her way out of what was going on live on television.
That was the NASCAR, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is...
Why am I not surprised?
It's starting to go viral, Captain, I think. It's starting to... People are starting to figure out that, hey, we can say what we want, you know, kind of stuff. And it's interesting because it's not just in particular groups or where you might expect it.
Right.
It's happening all over the place.
Right. And also... Stephen Moore was talking about the fact that it's very funny from where he's sitting to see Democrats turning on each other.
Well, they are. And again, I think it boils down to the fact that you have the squad members and the so-called progressives. And that's just the way it's a shorthand. It's not really descriptive because I don't think they're really progressive in the classical sense of the word.
Well, we got to stop calling these people progressive.
Right.
They're not progressive.
No, they're not progressive.
Progressive is a term that's not even available anymore. These people are absolutely, totally out of alignment. They're communists, card-carrying communists.
Well, what they want to do is they want to bring in, they want to supplant the American system. They want to replace it with something else. They want to rule over. They believe in the authoritarian methodologies that we've seen in history, even recent history. They think that's the ticket, but that's too long to say, so they were going to call progressives, I guess, in the news, but also I still think it's misleading to call them progressives. But that being said, yes, they have a different idea about how to run your life, and they can't run their own lives.
And finally, for this segment, solar panels are not as green as you think they are, as the battle looms now on the massive panel tariffs. Did you know about that?
Well, yes. This is
attacks on attacks. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Way to go, green energy folks. Attacks on attacks. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back. Bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Off the California coast, the Huntington Beach mayor, Kim Carr, says they're working feverishly to try to prevent what she says could become
potential ecological disaster.
Speaking about an oil spill, about 3,000 barrels of oil that was reported Saturday morning off the coast of Huntington Beach. They've determined it's come from an offshore oil facility, the city having to close the beach access, and also the spill canceled the second day of the Pacific Air Show. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso charging the Democrats are delaying the infrastructure bill vote to get their agendas through the reconciliation package. The Wyoming Republican telling Fox News Sunday that far-left Democrats are in charge and President Biden is simply doing their bidding. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And, of course, last night, Armed American Radio, Monster Fast was on the air. And Mark did it to it again, just like Sonny Pruitt. He did it to it like Sonny Pruitt. By the way, hello to Eric in Tennessee. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain. And to get the best results, it should be taken regularly. I take mine in the morning, and I take mine again at night before I start the radio show, around midnight or thereabouts. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, eicarin, and omega-3, all natural ingredients, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. And many times when I've had my ankles start to act up and my leg and maybe my back has bothered me too, I'll take the Relief Factor and boom, gone. G-O-N-E, gone. Now this product is 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And remember, the three-week quick start only costs $19.95. Now, to get it, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's how you get the Relief Factor for $19.95. Go there, check it out, see what they have to offer, and tell them the captain sent you. That's what I always tell you. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're on a roll here because now we're going to talk about writing in an open letter to the Pulitzer Prize Commission. Former President Donald Trump called out the shoddy, dubious, and manifestly false reporting by the New York Times and the Washington Post that won the award, the Pulitzer Prize for Journalism in 2018, when we now know that was all fake news.
It was fake news, and so are they going to do that? I'm not exactly sure, but at the very least, once again, Captain, former President Trump can continue to hit these points to the American people, and you know, because all this was a hoax and so forth, it exposes that the media was simply concerned with one thing, and that especially the New York Times, it would appear, and that is reporting on this false stuff, you know, and trying to create a critical mass. Now that it's shown to be wrong, are they going to retract it? Or are they going to make any other statements about it? I don't know, but President Trump can walk out and say, see, I'm vindicated. I told you so.
Now, Eric in Tennessee just chimed in here a couple minutes ago. We were talking about the chant at the NASCAR race.
Right.
He lives in the Bible Belt up there, not very far away from Bristol and the Speedway up there, right?
Right.
So Bristol Raceway up there, Speedway in Thunder Valley, is the heart of NASCAR country, and it's been there for a long, long time. And he says you'd be surprised when driving back and forth to the school and whatnot that they see these bumper stickers all the time that say F. Biden.
Yeah, I know. I you know, even here in Southern California, Captain, I've seen a few here. People are starting to be a little bit more bold, shall we say. But it also makes you sit back and wonder, you think, 80 million voters. 80 million voters.
Well,
right?
The voters are mad. I'm telling you, the Democrats are mad. These guys are in huge trouble right now.
Well, sure. Because, again, Biden was a bait and switch. He's not looking to govern as a moderate, which I think is what most of the American people want at this point, at the very least. And because he has so completely gone back on everything that they talked about in the campaign, you know, it's no surprise.
Right. Now, amidst the turmoil at the top of China's political season, or system, rather, Far East actions are likely to become more belligerent, so says Gordon Chang. And I tend to agree with him because of all these incursions they've had with their aircraft flying in and out of the airspace where they're going to get picked up by the defense radar.
Well, absolutely. Of course. Yeah, we don't know exactly what they're thinking in Beijing, but I think that they see and perceive the U.S., as being not able to really fully, you know, come to the aid of Taiwan. I think that they believe that they're going to be able to make some kind of move someday soon, maybe not 5 years from now, maybe a year from now. We just don't know. But whatever the timing is, it'll be when they think it's right. And they'll probably want to capitalize on any level of chaos and disunity in the United States to do it.
Well, on the weekend show, we talked extensively about the Durham investigation and what's going on here. And it appears that the Durham investigation seems to be laying out a much broader scope of the corruption in the 2016 election by Hillary Clinton and her cronies, because they're going after more records from the Perkins Coie law firm, and they just indicted one of the partners of the Perkins Coie law firm. They're also calling for testimony and have subpoenaed some more people from the Perkins Coie law firm. I think we may have some pretty big snakes in the grass here.
Very, very possibly. And, of course, I think it's important to note that I think John Durham's going to continue his meticulousness of this investigation. We're not going to probably have some big other revelation Very, very soon. But if and when it happens, he'll have all his I's dotted and his T's crossed, that's for sure.
Well, the thing of it is when you're doing an investigation like this, you've got to have it right. It's got to be not 99% right, not 99.5% right. It's got to be 100% accurate.
Well, that's right. And, of course, since it involves the Clinton law firm and these kinds of stuff, you know, the forces at work are going to be extraordinary in this.
Now, will they catch Hillary Clinton with her hands in a cookie jar? No. But they certainly will catch a bunch of people that were high enough up the ladder in Perkins Coie, in my opinion, that they may or may not have the opportunity to turn state's evidence and become witnesses for the prosecution, and maybe that is how they'll go after somebody in the chain of command with the Clinton clan. By the way, it could even be Jake Sullivan.
Well, right, right. And all of this, though, too, will go into the American people's perception of the Democrat Party, not, of course, just the Clintons as well, but all of these things that go together that came against Donald Trump, and the American people will ask themselves, hey, I wonder why they keep doing this, because Trump seemed to have his act together for the economy, for inflation, for foreign policy, and he didn't want to start any new wars, all this kind of stuff. And I think that it will go into the hopper, as it were, and really harm the Democrats.
Well, Donald Trump has been vindicated in all of this because, again, it's turned around onto the Clinton and the Democrats as to what they were doing and how they were doing it. It's all turned right around and pointed right straight back at them. That's what I'm seeing, and I don't think anyone can argue that any other way.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And what I think most of the people out there, captured across the highways and byways, they want to get back to work. They want the society to get, you know, back to doing.
They want their gasoline back down under $2 a gallon.
Exactly. And meanwhile, the Democrats are all scheming. The Democrat Party elite, they're scheming to have power and do all this kind of stuff. And I think, and I'm hoping, the voters will simply say, "We are done here. Let's go back to work. Let's go back to everybody prospering, and we'll move our society forward in that way."
Well, we certainly hope so, but we also know that there's so much going on in the world in which we live. We now heard this, and this is what will take us to the end here of the segment. The Major General Christopher Donahue, who was in charge of the outfit that was there at the Bagram Airport, the 82nd Airborne and the others that were there, apparently threw 50 to 100 people that were being evacuated off a C-17 to get a military relic that the Taliban had to take back to Fort Bragg to put in the Fort Bragg Museum, if you will.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And what it was it was a Russian, it was a Taliban-owned Toyota Hilux with a fully operational Russian Zu-23 anti-aircraft autocannon mounted in the bed, which was not operational. And that's what he loaded on the plane and took people off to get it in there so that he could take it back to the museum, allegedly, to the museum in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Denise and I are going to talk about that because maybe it did and maybe it didn't happen that way. We'll let you know. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a
wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. To find out more about them, truck on over to their website, which happens to be cowboylogic.us. Now, we're going to get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got a classic song here from the Eagles to play. And I can't wait to get this one going because this is in concert, but it's one of the best editions of this song that I think I've ever heard, best rendition. So here we go.
Thank you.
That's Don Henley and the boys, Hotel California. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the best versions I think I've heard there, Kyle.
Yeah, that's a great in-concert version.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just great.
All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, so we got a pretty quiet map out west tonight, so that's some good news for you. Although low humidity and possible gusty winds, fire weather warnings up in northern Montana, U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow, also near Casper, Wyoming, also near Gillette, Wyoming as well, if you're traveling in that area. Air quality alert in central California. We might see some precipitation across parts of the west here as we move through the week, especially Seattle, and the rain may return Wednesday, Thursday. Portland maybe Wednesday, as we know right now.
Well, my weather starts over in Minnesota, because if you're on I-35 north of Rochester going up towards Duluth, guess what? You're going to be in fog, lots of it, dense fog, all the way up through the Twin Cities, and then on I-94 east coming out of the Twin Cities over into Wisconsin, you'll be in fog for about 40 or 50 miles into Wisconsin. Now, that fog continues up into the northern peninsula of Michigan and up into Canada, and there's also some rain associated with it up there in the lake. Now, there's also some rain tonight on the northern part of Lake Michigan and over in the northeast part of Lake Huron. So don't forget about that. And we've got fog now, which has developed down in the central and western part of Alabama, to include Birmingham West all the way across over towards the central part of Mississippi. So there you go. And that'll be interesting for a while, because fog in the south is really interesting to begin with. But when it gets along the interstate highways where everybody wants to drive like a bat out of hell, it gets a little bit wild at night sometimes, Kyle, because you can't see any more in the night sky.
But I can imagine, yes.
All right, and our storms are pretty much winding down. They're way off the coast of America. We've got another one that's there way down out of the Caribbean. It's going to be floating around trying to develop into something over the next 4, 5, 6 days. It won't be coming towards the United States anytime soon. And if it does, it'll be on the weekend, possibly as a tropical depression, but certainly not much of anything. So that's what we got. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, and that's the website, FoundersCode.com. It's Denise Simon. Go over there to find out all the different things that she has got her fingers into, because it's all over there on FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Are we scared to death that Taiwan is going to do something awful?
Well, Taiwan really is not in a position to do anything awful, because of, you know, their abilities or lack of some abilities. The United States has a pledge to assist the country. The question then becomes, will the Biden administration fulfill that pledge? I'm not convinced that this government will.
I doubt it. I really doubt that Biden will lift a finger to do anything against China.
Well, that puts us in a very, mm-hmm. that puts the world in a very interesting place. Mm-hmm. And I would say that Japan is probably going to be very angry if they just yesterday swore in their new leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a very bad place, and I would say that the Biden administration, Biden himself and Kamala and the National Security Council and the Pentagon officials and the State Department people had better be working overtime right about now.
Yeah, because diplomacy doesn't seem to be quite cutting it, and I do believe it's, I think using the word belligerent here on the terms of, in the description of China is an understatement.
Well, yeah, but the very first meeting that the United States had with China in Alaska, let's remember that they shamed us.
With Tony Blinken and crowd. And so that should have been the very first giveaway that China doesn't care. So, it's not a good situation.
No, and Blinken is in over his head. He was obviously handed his butt in the Chinese the meeting with China, if you will. And I don't. And by the way, now not only is the Department of Defense, but even Joe Biden is chiding the Secretary of State's office for what happened in Kabul.
Well, but the Pentagon did.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the next, after the top of the hour news break, and your station's get a chance to pay some bills. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.